Confusion is the greatest form of communication.
I don't get today's music.
You can't write your song and start it.
The entertainment industry is about money.
M-O-N-E-Y.
What does the phrase number one record mean to you?
M-O-N-E-Y.
We got a sound that'll knock your eyeballs out.
I don't know, kid. My advice to you first thing is keep that day job, okay?
Nationalism does nothing but teach you how to hate people that you never met. And all of a sudden you take pride in accomplishments you had no part in whatsoever, and you brag about, you know, like the Americans would go, fuck the French. If we hadn't saved their ass in two world wars, they'd be speaking German right now. You go, oh, was that us? That was us? Was that me and you, Tommy? We saved the French? Jesus. I know I blacked out a little bit after that fourth shot of Jägermeister last night, but I don't remember. I know we went through the Wendy's drive-thru. We were going to get one of them fresh cheddar sandwiches. It looked so alluring on the commercial, but then we ordered it and realized we had no money and we had to ditch out before the second window. And those douchebags in line behind us with the bass music probably got our order and out. We laughed about that, but I don't remember saving the French. I went through the last 10 calls on my cell phone and there's nothing incoming or outgoing to the French looking for muscle on a project. I checked my pants, there's no mud stains on the knees from where we were garroting krauts in the trenches at Verdun. I think we didn't do anything but watch sports bloopers while we got hammered. I think we should shut the fuck up. All that stuff, tradition and heritage, it's dead people's baggage. Quit carrying it.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to mixtape number 10 from MediaMonarchy.com. It's the 4th of July, 2011, and we're calling this episode American X, where real freedom scares you because it means responsibility. You've got 1 hour of amazing music and commentary coming to you. Again, this is mixtape 10, American X from MediaMonarchy.com.
We've got white-collar people trying to crap our style, saying we're too nasty and we're too live. Corrupted politicians playing games, bringing us down to boost their fame. They must be joking, thinking we were poor, but they're like flies moving the wall. We stand tall from beginning to end, with help from fans and all our friends. Freedom of speech will never die, for us to have our ancestors died. Don't keep thinking that we will quit, we'll always stand and never sit. We're too live, too black, too strong, doing the right thing and not the wrong. So listen up, y'all, to what we say, we won't be banned in the USA. You. This is the 90s and we're coming on strong, saying things and doing things that you're saying's wrong. Wising up, cause on election day, we'll see who's banned in the USA.
Show in Hollywood, those were 21 and older people. They had police out there carding the people coming in the club, and they still arrested us for performing in the front of adults.
What is this? Is this not America? This is not China. This is not Russia. This is not the place where they brought down the wall. This is America. We have the right to say what we want to say. We have the right to do what we want to do. And what I do in my house, you might not do in your house. So what I do in my house is my business. And the simple fact of it all is that we are bonded by the First Amendment. We have the freedom of expression. We have the freedom of choice. And you, Chinese, black, green, purple, Jew, you have the right to listen to whoever you want to, and even the Two Live Crew. Two Live Crew. Two Live Crew. So all you right-wingers, left-wingers, bigots, communists, there is a place for you in this world, because this is the land of the free, the home of the brave, and Two Live is what we are.
People look at a flag swaying in the breeze at the White House and say, "That's America." Whenever I see an American flag hung in a window of a basement apartment by guys who have better things to do with their money than buy curtains, I say, "That's America to me." In America, there are 51 states, or maybe it's 80 by now. Does England count? I'm not quite sure. The one thing I am sure of is, if I'm standing in a warehouse beside a time clock and a guy is punching in his best friend who's too hungover to get out of bed, I'm standing in America, the makeover capital of the world. The place where every young man has to answer in his heart the question, what do you love more, your girlfriend or your car. Where that young man can buy a beat-up car for $300, but has to spend $1,000 to insure it. The land where even a paperboy can auction the film rights to a book. America. In America, a woman on an assembly line works out her overtime in her head to infinity. And at the exact same moment, her husband gets into a car crash because he's looking at a girl in a tube top. America. A land where spelling doesn't count. People's pets do. Where else can a guy get a job riding a whale at Marineland? The land where a guy's girlfriend breaks up with him over the phone, so he takes a gun and kills the principal. Everyone's sad until they get the day off. Next week, another guy, another gal, another we can still be friends phone call. Uh-oh, the assistant principal gets killed, and everyone's sad because they don't get the day off, because he was only the assistant principal. America, a land of opportunity. Yes, that great lumbering beast that journeys tirelessly and stops only to eat a clubhouse sandwich and pick its teeth with a matchbook cover and fall asleep with the TV on. America, a place for Americans.
Good morning, Lafayette. Drink Pepsi, it's good for energy. The bath song, smoke in the bedroom. So frozen on my neck, nasty bruise. Where it came from, well I don't know, but we played last night, it was a good show. Got the player, separate check show, nationwide deal, so we gotta go. Jeff from a company says it'll be all. Not on K-Roll, there's an in-store tonight.
America, your head's too big. Because America, your belly's too big. And I love you, I just wish you'd stay where you is. Oh, 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 in America, the land of the free, they said, and of opportunity in a just and a truthful way. But where the president is never black, female or gay, and until that day, you've got nothing to say to me to help me believe. Oh, 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 in America, it brought you hamburger. Oh, well, America, you know where you can shove your hamburger. And don't you wonder why in Estonia they say, hey you, hey you, big fat pig.
Gloveless when I get on, hands will hold. tide drives where I come from. My heart burns like the sun. And I love an American boy. I love an American boy. I love an American boy. Just one.
Children have to be told there's bullshit coming down the road. They have to be warned that life is about detecting the bullshit and fending it off as best you can. No one told me a thing like that. I was never warned about any of this. Had to find all of it out for myself. And there are still, as with you probably, a lot of things that you're expected to believe and accept in America that I personally have a problem with, and I question a lot of these things. Give you an example. I saw a slogan on a guy's car. It said, "Proud to be an American." And I thought, well, what the fuck does that mean? Proud to be an American. You see, I've never understood national pride. I've never understood ethnic pride. Because I'm Irish, and all four of my grandparents were born in Ireland, so I'm fully Irish. And when I was a kid, I would go to the St. Patrick's Day parade. And I noticed that they sold a button that said, "Proud to be Irish." And I could never understand that, because I knew that on Columbus Day, they sold a different button that said, "Proud to be Italian." Then came Black Pride and Puerto Rican Pride. And I could never understand ethnic or national pride. Because to me, pride should be reserved for something you achieve or attain on your own, not something that happens by accident of birth. Being Irish... Being Irish isn't a skill. It's a fucking genetic accident. You wouldn't say, "I'm proud to be 5'11". "I'm proud to have a predisposition for colon cancer." So why the fuck would you be proud to be Irish or proud to be Italian or American or anything? Hey, if you're happy with it, that's fine. Do that. Put that on your car. Happy to be an American. Be happy. Don't be proud. Too much pride as it is. Pride goeth before a fall. Never forget Proverbs, okay?
in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles, and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer, while evils are sufferable, than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty, to throw off such government and to provide new gods for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. The history of the present King of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having indirect objects, the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world.
Here's another slogan you run into all the time. God bless America. Once again, respectfully, I say to myself, what the fuck does that mean? God bless America? Is that a request? Is that a demand? Is that a suggestion? Politicians say it at the end of every speech, as if it were some sort of verbal tic that they can't get rid of. God bless you and God bless America. God bless you and God bless America. I guess they figure if they leave it out, someone's going to think they're bad Americans. Let me tell you a little secret about God, folks. God does not give a flying fuck about America, okay? He doesn't care. He never cared about this country. He never has. He never will. He doesn't care about this country any more than he cares about Mongolia, Transylvania, Pittsburgh, the Suez Canal, or the North Pole. He simply doesn't care, okay? He doesn't care. Listen, Hey, there are 200 countries in the world now. Do these people honestly think that God is sitting around picking out his favorites? Why would he do that? Why would God have a favorite country? And why would it be America out of all the countries? Because we have the most money? Because he likes our national anthem? Maybe it's because he heard we have 18 delicious flavors of classic rice-a-roni. It's delusional thinking. It's delusional thinking. And Americans are not alone with these sort of delusions. Military cemeteries around the world are packed with brainwashed, dead soldiers who were convinced God was on their side. America prays for God to destroy our enemies. Our enemies pray for God to destroy us. Somebody's going to be disappointed. Somebody's wasting their fucking time. Could it be everyone? Now. If people want to say God bless America, that's their business, I don't care. But here's what I don't understand. If they say God bless America, presumably they believe in God. And if they do, they must have heard God loved everyone. That's what he said. He loved everyone and he loved them equally. So why would these people ask God to do something that went against his own teachings? You know what these God bless America people ought to do? They ought to check with that Jesus fellow they're so crazy about. They're always talking about what would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? They don't want to know so they can do it. They just want to know so they can tell other people to do it. Well, I'll tell you what Jesus would have done. I'll tell you what Jesus would have done. He would have got up on the top of the Empire State Building and said, God bless everyone around the world forever and ever till the end of time. That's what Jesus would have done. And that's what these people should do. Or else they should admit that God bless America is really just some sort of an empty slogan with no real meaning except for something vague like good luck. Good luck, America. You're on your own. Which is a little bit closer to the truth.
When the truth are all dedicated to you, in this invisible world I choose to live in. And if you believe that, then now I understand why words mean so much to you. They'll never be about you. Maybe you're young without youth, or maybe you're old without knowing anything's true. I think you're young without youth. Then you contract the American dream. You never look up once. You've contracted American dreams. I require you to stop and look up. Sing a song about myself. Keep singing a song about myself. Not some invisible love. Constantly searching to find something new. What will you find when you think that nothing's true? Maybe it's that nothing is new. So you let me hear songs that were written all about you. The good songs weren't written for you. what you find when you find there's nothing, and you find what you find when you find there's nothing.
We look the world and we can't even feed ourselves. A real test of strength is tearing up the war towards the silver world. Just carry on, thankful to be born like worms. Hold glory for a blanket as you suck in your thumbs. Real freedom scares you, it's a means of responsibility. So you chicken out and threaten me. Sing of it, oh, leave it. I'll get beat up if I criticize it. You say you'll fight to the death to save your useless flag. You want a banana republic that bad. Why don't you go move to wood? But what can just one of us do against all that money and power trying to crush us into roaches? We won't destroy society in a day until we change ourselves first from the inside out. We can start by not lying so much and treating other people like dirt. It's so easy not to base our lives on how much we can stand. You know it feels good to lift that monkey off our back. Never live in a place where I say the things I do without being taken out and shot. Swallow God against the goons trying to take my rights away. We've got to rise above the need for cops and laws. Let kids of communication instead of schools push competition about more art and theater instead of sports. Even though it's details, let's legalize them. Crime drops from the market present. Budgets in the red, let's taxi the hitch on. No one will do it for us. We'll just have to fix ourselves. Honesty ain't all that hard. Just put Rambo back inside your pants. Causing trouble for the system's much more fun. Thank for the toilet paper, is that feeding less to me? Look around, we're all people who need countries anyway. I think I love it too, I think I love it more than you. I care enough to fight the stars and stripes of corruption. Let's bring it all down, let's bring it all down, let's bring it all down. If we don't try, if we just fly, if we can't find a way to do better than this, we will.
Everybody knows you only live a day.
shame. I'll meet you here tomorrow. Independence Day, Independence Day, Independence Day.
I was over in Australia, and I was like, are you proud to be an American? I was like, oh, I don't know. I didn't have a lot to do with it, you know? My parents fucked there, that's about all. I was in the spirit realm at that time, so I went, fucking Paris. But they couldn't hear me because I didn't have a mouth. I was a spirit without lungs or a mouth or vocal cords. They fucked here. Okay, I'm proud. I hate patriotism. I can't stand it, man. It makes me fucking sick. It's around the world last time I checked, okay? You know what I mean? I hate patriotism. In fact, that's how we can stop patriotism, I think. Instead of putting stars and stripes on our flags, we should put pictures of our parents fucking. Gather people around that flag and see your dad hunched over your mom's big 4x4 butt. See if any boon rally mentality can circle around that little fucking image. God damn, I'm out of here. Fuck it. Get your mom, shut up. Let's go garden.
God bless America. Ladies and gentlemen, you just made it through Mixtape 10 from MediaMonarchy.com. My name's James Evan Pilato. I'm your host and webmaster, and in this case, DJ from MediaMonarchy.com. This mixtape, American X, is for the 4th of July, and let's go down the list of everything that we heard, and the track list will be available in the show notes and embedded in this podcast, but we started it off with the one and only Doug Stanhope, Fuck the French, from 2007's No Refunds. And then we heard the title track from the 1990 album Band in the USA from Two Live Crew. Conor Oberst's side band from Bright Eyes, they're called Desaparecidos, and that track Mall of America is from their only album, 2002's Read Music, Speak Spanish. Bruce McCullough from Kids in the Hall and his 95 album Shame-Based Man, That's America. Blur, Look Inside America from their 1997 breakthrough self-titled record. American Nightmare from the Misfits from a 1985's Legacy of Brutality. Morrissey's comeback album, 2004's You Are the Quarry, and that track, America Is Not the World, was cut short to bust into the hood internet mashup of Estelle and Kanye West and the Ting Tings, and they called it Shut Up, American Boy, from Mixtape Volume 3 from 2008. American Boy from Eleni Mandel's 2004 album Afternoon. Proud to be an American from the late, great George Carlin, his final album 2008's It's Bad For Ya, led into the epic track which gave this episode 10 its name, American X, or 10 if you like, Black Rebel Motorcycle Club from their 2007 record Baby 81, and that was bookended with another piece from Carlin's It's Bad For Ya, God Bless America. That led us to Idlewild's American English, TSOL's American Zone, and the seminal Dead Kennedys track that had a huge influence on my life, Stars and Stripes of Corruption from 1985's Frankenchrist. Independence Day from the late great Elliott Smith from 1998's XO, Bill Hicks, the late great A New Flag from Rant in E Minor, and we've been listening to the one and only Kate Smith, the synonymous track Irving Berlin's God Bless America from 1938. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks so much for listening to the show and for following MediaMonarchy.com. We'll blow it out with one more from DJ Time in a mashup, Born This Way in the USA.
Right track, baby, I was born this way.
will sample your sound.
What noise some people is